This DYM podcast is brought to you by the Orange Conference, a three-day conference in Atlanta, Georgia for your entire ministry team. Maximize your influence on the spiritual growth of the next generation as we explore this year's theme, what it means to be for our neighbors. Register today or learn more at theorangeconference.com.
This DYM podcast is brought to you by LeaderTrex. Go to serve, return ready to lead. On a LeaderTrex mission trip, you'll serve and get out of your comfort zone, and through the program, your students will learn how to lead. They will bring that leadership and confidence back to your youth ministry, and it will make a difference for the rest of the year. Learn more and sign up at LeaderTrex.org, and since we love DYM listeners, they always get 10% off resources by using the code DYM10, that's DYM10, at LeaderTrex.org.
Do you have students who show leadership potential in your ministry? Are you looking to develop or strengthen your student leadership program? DYM would love to invite you to our student leadership conference. It's this summer in three locations: Southern California, Granger, Indiana, and Atlanta, Georgia. Each conference is taught by Doug Fields and Josh Griffin and other DYM friends. Check out studentleadershipconference.com for more details, including pricing, dates, and exact location. We'd love to see you this summer.
Twice a year perm. Here we go.
Three, two. Yeah.
No. No. Like 100 in here.
It's so
hey, everybody.
Hot.
Welcome to the Download Youth Ministry Podcast.
Sweatshop.
This is episode 306. Douglas Montgomery Fields 30, here.
What?
306. And that is Jason. Jason Carson.
Hello. Jason's a little red already.
Senior pastor.
Yes.
Because did you think 306 sounded like sex?
You said 306.
It did. You said 306.
Welcome to episode 306. That's what you said.
No, I didn't. I said six. You guys are all...
Yaha, everyone in this room.
Doug, we're here to confront you with this.
Defend me.
There's no way he said that, guys. He did.
Elliot, we're going to play this back. After the show,
we both looked at each other. I know. Right? Like, when you said
rewind it,
like,
you'll hear it.
All right, you guys hear ready? What you want to hear.
Here we go.
Hey,
306.
So hot in here.
Katie, the queen, six. Edwards, junior high, guru, wonderful human, great mom, model,
friend of animals,
high school,
a cool green shirt,
high school basketball player,
yes.
Strong power forward,
varsity letterman's jacket,
varsity captain.
Varsity captain? Yeah. Really?
Status.
What was your position?
Point guard.
Really? Did you drop the threes?
No, I can't.
Can you dunk?
I can't hit a three.
You're a point guard that doesn't shoot a three?
Mm-mm. I'm an excellent assister, though.
Okay.
Setting up the team for
Jason,
the win.
Shows how little you know about basketball. Not a lot of point guards are threes. Anyway,
yeah.
Josh Griffin.
That's me.
Co-founder. Download
That's
Youth
what
Ministry.
We do.
Male model.
This is Doug Fields.
Host.
The other co-founder.
I already introduced
the co-host.
You guys, we just got done recording 305, which was
terrific show.
Magical.
Just fun to be together.
Yeah.
I wish we could do this every day.
Yep.
But Orange, which is our primary sponsor, would
love
have to
them.
Pay a lot more for us to do it every day.
Yes,
but would. We will. Let's just be prophetic, Jason. We talked after the show last time that you and I feel like we should do a live podcast at the Orange Conference
Wouldn't
at the end
great?
Of April.
Let's do it.
Wouldn't that be great?
Even if we did it in our hotel room. I mean, just like jammed.
Just pile people into the hotel room?
How big is your hotel room?
Oh, it's
penthouse.
A little bigger than this room.
It's like this room, but there's a bed right there.
That's
a
suites, right?
No, not anymore.
We could do it in the hotel lobby, maybe?
I don't know. Let's just do it live at Orange.
Prophetically, we'll see you at Orange. We'll all be there.
Can we do it like carpool karaoke and drive around in the car and do it? And people could follow us and we could sing.
And we stream it live?
Yeah.
That's a
I
great
think it would
idea.
Be so great.
You know what? We've got a couple months to be thinking about it.
I like it.
And I'm actually flying to Atlanta to meet with the Orange people next week.
Put a little hint
and
in.
So I will.
Lucky.
Yeah.
I'm gonna drop the hint as our primary sponsor.
I think we got to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we have our long term favorites, Doug Franklin at LeaderTrex.
LeaderTrex.org.
And
running a big sale right now. I have no idea. This is gonna be published in a couple weeks, right? They're probably running a big sale.
They about give their stuff away anyway.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Youth Ministry 360. who has incredible material, great camps and conferences.
Go to Generate
lovely,
Camps.
Lovely people.
Good folks.
Lovely people, other than the fact that their home base is
Alabama.
Yeah.
Mm. Got you.
Yeah. I think we'd be better friends if they lived out here.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure. Naturally.
Yeah.
Anyway. Speaking of Rogue One.
And then we have a another sponsor, Potential. We have actually two or three that are in the mix of in negotiating. The
Yankee Candle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Del Taco and Starbucks.
I like it.
Oh. All right.
That would be so
speaking
great.
Of Orange, last year at Orange, we met this gentleman. We had a DYM meetup, and his name is Cooper Miller.
Hmm.
And him and I started talking, and he's a graphics guy.
He's a good dude.
And he's a full-time youth pastor in California, about 4 hours away. What do you think, 5 hours away?
Yeah, he's like in Bakersfield, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So nobody really knows where Bakersfield is.
I do.
It's in the desert.
Yeah. Isn't that where your family is?
We have
Bakersfield.
Yeah. Anyway, he's become a good buddy of ours, and he is just a great, great human being. And they just found out they're pregnant. But anyway.
They haven't told their kids yet.
He wrote in a question. It says, for the past 6 years, I've worked as the junior high director at my current church in Bakersfield, California. Starting January 1st, I'm transitioning to the high school pastor position. Katie, I am sorry I've betrayed you.
Yeah, I
am in a unique spot.
Nice apology.
I'd say
due
welcome.
Due to me being at the church for 6 years, I've already earned the trust of students, parents, and the church. The ministry is in dire need of a reboot in strategy and programming, and pastors and elders have given me the green light to quote-unquote blow it up. With that said, what is the most successful or favorite event program aspect of ministry that you've ever been a part of? Why? And what would you do to make it even better? P.S. If anyone is looking for a solid junior high position, let me know.
Wow.
Yeah, but you got to live in Bakersfield.
Yeah, I was going to say, we sold that real well. Sorry.
No.
Come live in California. Yeah.
Yes.
It's towards the southern part of California.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
About 2 hours from the desert.
California?
It's central southern.
No, it's central. Mm. Yeah.
It's
on the border of Southern California.
We'll Google it.
We'll see if Elliot will put a map on the...
Yeah, ready? There it is.
Bakersfield. Oh, wow. Their primary export is poultry.
This segment brought to you by StudentLeadershipConference.com. You know, what about the Student Leadership Conference? That's one of my favorite events that we do. That'd be a great, great thing to bring your kids to.
Oh, I already forgot Cooper's question. What's the most successful or favorite program aspect of the ministry that you've been a part of? You're saying student leadership, Josh?
Yeah, I'm just messing around, yeah.
Yeah.
But it is really good. I don't know if student leadership is where I would start if I was in his shoes. Yeah. I would look at your main youth group service, and I'd put a ton of energy into that. I wouldn't necessarily start a whole bunch of new programs and ideas and whatever. I'd go, what are we doing, and how can we do it a whole lot better? If it needs a reboot or a total deconstruction. But I'd start with the front door to our ministry, where what's first impressions, everything else flows from that. So if you want to grow small groups, just grow youth group. If you want to grow kids on missions trips, just grow the front door. So that's where I'd put all my energy in the front door for the first year.
I would agree with that. I don't have anything to add to that.
I was just going to say pour into relationships, into small groups, and see if you can really, I mean, if you're starting something, coming from junior high ministry into high school, it's going to be a different dynamic automatically. I remember when I transitioned from junior high to high school, I didn't want to do it. I was terrified. High school at the time, at the church I was at, was such a boring ministry compared to what we were doing in junior high. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this. But then I remember my pastor challenged me, you know, you can either complain about it or take the bull by the horns and do something with it. And so it's like, okay. And then so just starting with those relationships and saying, let's invest into this. Let's build the people. And from there, obviously, you can be very creative and make it fun.
It's great.
Yeah.
Cool.
Katrina?
I think one of my favorite things that we do is connected to our front door program. So we have a weekend church service that that happens every weekend, and that's our front door kind of program. And
when you say front door, that's like the entryway into your ministry. That's where you bring your friends to.
So every spectrum of spiritual commitment would be involved in that program. We do things after that program, you know, just little things like dodgeball tournaments and things like that that aren't you know, high cost or anything like that, but we have that program, and then we have some fun and community building afterwards. And we've just found that to be a really successful partnership. We don't do it every week, but, you know, maybe four times a year, thinking of ways to just build community after that front door, which has been really fun. So it's one of my favorite things.
Cool. This is a little bit of a different question, but in the same genre. This is Brandon Lynch from Littleton, Colorado. He says, I recently accepted my church's offer to move into the high school role from my middle school position.
I love
Katie,
this.
Katie, what is happening?
I don't know. It's like middle school youth workers are migrating.
Yeah. What are some major differences or changes that I need to be aware of moving from middle school students to high school? Thank you for your time. Long live. Oh, no.
Not long live. Live. Long live.
Long live.
Long live the podcast.
Middle school ministry.
Long time view of your podcast. That's so you can see why I
viewer,
messed up a
viewer
bit.
Maybe
probably
yeah.
Viewer, just missing a few words, because in junior high not all the letters are necessary.
They don't matter,
no,
right. Yeah.
In high school
only need like 20.
Long time viewer of your podcast, and I'm on year two of your gold membership.
Nice.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And do we have something coming for you?
Why wouldn't you?
Top secret
year.
Top secret.
Nope, you never hear of youth pastors going from high school to middle school. Have you ever heard that?
I would too. Katie,
I know, but have you known anyone who's ever made that switch? What?
Yeah.
You went from high school to middle school?
I did.
Oh, that's why we're friends.
Yeah. That's Elliot, everybody.
Producer Elliot. Just sometimes interjects himself. He's getting unwelcome advances.
Well, he lost his job at Yankee Candle. It was seasonal.
Give him a break, Josh.
Sorry.
Yeah, he was burning the candle of both hands.
Come on, guys. Light a fire. Let's get back to this.
Wow.
Let's go.
What are some
of the major differences?
I'll tell you one of the differences why I would. I think junior high ministry is very, very strategic and important to the church. I feel like if you lose them in junior high, I would also say that it's
here comes.
It's easier.
Here comes.
Junior high ministry is easier.
You see how he did that?
Ministry.
He's like, I know. It's so important and so valuable, and it's also so basic.
Just because it's important doesn't mean it's hard.
That's true.
There you go. No, yeah. I think it's an easier ministry. I think junior high kids are high school kids just have that. A little bit more of the sophistication, bit more of the
chip on the shoulder.
Definitely an easier audience.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
Yes, I would agree.
Well,
with
in high
that,
school,
100%.
Students get into stuff. Where junior high, I mean, we're seeing it change now more than ever. Where junior hires are getting into bad stuff sooner too. But high school problems are real and legit and life changing and will haunt them for a long, long time. Junior high, there is still some amount of innocence and yeah. So I think I have a junior hire and a high schooler in my house. And so quickly, they are vastly different. I'm amazed to see it up front. So my junior hire is just like loving life, loving church, loving school, loving everything. Just like blah, 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 blah. And my high schooler is like, man, this is I'm worried about this. And this is frustrating. And boy, this grade is going to affect it just got real, really quickly. So, yeah, I think respect those differences. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. Katie, anything else?
No, I just think, in middle school, because you do, you probably as a middle school pastor spend a lot of time understanding kind of that middle school development piece. High school is just as intense, I think, developmentally. Yeah. And so really understanding, how they receive information and how they learn and those types of things, I think is equally as important for high school. I think sometimes we just think, oh, they're older, they're this. There's a big difference between freshmen and sophomores and juniors and seniors too. So really kind of understanding the ebbs and flows of each one of those classes, I think is important.
I taught a winter retreat. I just got back last night from winter retreat, and they have a sixth grade through 12th grade.
Mm.
And that was a hard audience.
Mm-hmm.
That is not my favorite because the sixth graders heard and listened and learned so differently than a senior in high school. It was tough.
Yeah.
It was tough.
The Facebook by Orange.
I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah. They have 9, 10, 11, 12. And there's just such great sound bites and bullet points about each one of those grades. And I think in high school, it's really important to understand freshmen and where they're at and seniors and where they're at and what's next.
I think the Phase Project from Orange.
It's my favorite.
It's going to be, well, do you know they're coming out with books for each grade now?
Wow,
are you part
brilliant.
Of it?
No.
Oh.
Well, I think they're on the elementary side still.
Yeah, they
still preschool.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's not me.
Yeah. No.
You should get on the junior high side. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So they're actually doing a book on each grade.
Brilliant.
That's saying this is what's different, this is what's unique. It'd be great to give to small group leaders.
Oh.
You've got, here's what ninth graders are going through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stronger.
You know, a while back we were talking about Foddy because he is building us a studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked people, I said, you know what, if you write in an encouragement to Foddy, that'd be really fun. Well, I was underwhelmed by the numbers that were sent in.
The droves of emails you had to sort through.
Which made me go, I wonder if anyone listens. which led to another discussion by somebody on our team who says we need to get people to go on iTunes.
Yeah. Yep.
And what are they?
Write reviews.
Write reviews
of the podcast.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been running the show for 10 years.
Yeah, we just have not been
crazy.
Yeah, somebody told us that we need to be doing that on iTunes. And I'm like, oh, okay, we can say that. But
so write a review, use some buzzwords, mention Yankee Candle.
Life-changing, award-winning.
Award-winning.
Yeah. Yes.
My life is my marriage has never been better.
Mm-hmm.
My ministry is still meh.
Yeah. Just enough youth ministry so you don't feel guilty listening. Yeah. But
reviews.
But based on how many people wrote about the Foddy deal, I thought, maybe they won't even do the iTunes thing. But there's some specials like the DYM 100 people.
Yep.
Now they would do the speaking of DYM 100. The table's loaded up with gifts.
Oh boy!
My favorite Christmas card, and I got a lot. So thank you. And yours was my second favorite. But this is from Andy Juvenile. And Andy, on the front of the card, it's joy. And then it's both of his kids, like, crying.
Totally melting down.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It is a brilliant... I mean, it's like everybody makes everything look so pretty. And I just thought it was so, so good. And he was just writing, DYM 100 was the biggest highlight of my year. Absolutely loved it. Blah, 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 blah. Sent us some toys and some gifts from the great state of Illinois. The hub of the Corn Belt. Anyway, and he sent
cool.
And Baker's that job opening is in Bakersfield, California.
A walking Abe Lincoln.
Oh my goodness!
I mean, what doesn't say?
I don't think we can see that.
You gotta put it here. Oh, hey you!
Oh, and now it stopped walking.
Sorry.
Allison, who's taking notes for the podcast? A lot of people know Allison. She's like an Abe Lincoln aficionado.
Well, she actually put this on the table and she said, don't let Griff take the
shirt. I was going to say, tap, 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 walking Abe Lincoln, for sure.
Anyway,
that's
so
a great
DYM 100, and we, last show, we just put a little, you okay?
I'm okay.
Yeah. We put a little morsel out there.
Yeah.
Talking about DYM 100, we have the dates.
Do we want to talk about when registration opens? No, I'm getting a no right there. Okay.
Let's say it's
spring.
A week from the day this podcast is released.
Oh, so next week.
Mystery.
Ish, okay.
Because last time DYM filled up. You have to fill up an application.
Yeah, it's like 6 minutes.
Before we even announced it, it filled up.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, we launched the webpage and it was, sorry, it sold out. Which is.
And we didn't really promote it to anybody really but the podcast people.
You got
to
listen.
So.
And congratulations, you are listening. So you're gonna sign up.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you listen?
So if they were listening, how would they find out about DYM 100?
Oh, yeah.
They can email Allison at downloadyouthministry.com. That's Allison.
Do you want to give him a hint of like anything or no? No hints, because that's cheating. Okay.
Before Abe Lincoln's birthday.
One of the things that we have planned, can we talk about that? The Yankee Candle dipping? No? I'm not allowed to talk about that.
Stop.
What if there was a Yankee Candle gift exchange? At 100?
Bring your favorite flavor.
Your favorite scent.
Flavor. Sorry.
A chunk.
Okay, so
I can't.
This is from Allison Williams, and she wrote, says, I cannot thank you enough. This is to Foddy for your generosity and self-sacrifice to help youth worker family at Download Youth Ministry, from providing office space for an now thriving ministry to grow, to overseeing and guiding the financial details, and even upgrading the podcast studio space. I started listening to the podcast when the team was just a handful of episodes in. In these past years, the show has given me a sense of camaraderie on some lonely moments in ministry. Mm. It also helped to have ideas given and questions answered from trusted leaders outside my ministry context. Mm. She's articulate.
No yeah. kidding. Post this on iTunes, please.
But the thing that I want really to thank good. You wow. for the most is DYM 100. It was hands That's down the cool. best youth ministry conference I've ever been mm-hmm. to in my life. It actually feels cheap to call it a conference. It was more of a youth ministry family gathering. Since wow. people in our field organize events every day, not long into the event, we started asking each other, how are they affording to do all this? Turns out, you were all there sacrificing budget to make the event as impactful and memorable as possible. DYM 100 impacted me so much. I would gladly volunteer to come serve at any future events so other leaders could be challenged the way I was. Even though I only met you once at the event, this is again to Fadi. You were insistent on taking my dinner plate from me to the trash. You've been behind the scenes helping my ministry wow. to grow for years by impacting the leaders wow. close to you. Mm. That's how Jesus modeled leadership for us. We serve those around us and empower them to serve others. You have empowered the DYM team to directly affect my life and thus the lives of my students. Oh. And who knows how far the reach will extend. God is using you in a powerful way. Your generosity is an inspiration, and I'm praying that God deeply blesses you and those you hold dear.
Wow.
Come on.
Someone's yeah. got the gift of encouragement.
Come
drop,
on.
Drop the mic.
That I was love amazing. You. That was so great.
And there were a couple others that wrote things, but I mean, Allison was
yeah.
wow, she Winner. Killed it. And That's we forwarded amazing. It to Fadi.
Thank you for writing that.
He replies, says, I have tears in my eyes. They actually oh. forwarded it to his wife, too. So
yeah, it was smart.
She
I
could
like
see
that.
The impact. And, yeah. You know, we give scholarships away.
Yeah.
People who write in that have significant needs. And I'd like to say there's a bunch of people funding the scholarship
yeah.
page, but there's not. His name is Fadi. Someday there'll be people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of waiting for Joth to learn how to tithe.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I yeah. think you're doing a great job. Well, it's a biblical principle. Yeah,
that's why he doesn't know it.
Little chippy.
Yeah,
little chippy over there.
So here we go. Anyway, I'm
Allison,
feeling uncomfortable.
Thank
I'm
you,
sweating.
Thank you,
yeah,
thank
I'm
you. That was
too.
So
Holy
nice.
Smokes.
This is from Brandon Pruitt. Hey, DYM, was listening in episode 302 where Katie mentioned she had a form for asking her small group leaders how to best appreciate them, how they would feel the most value. Would definitely like to get a copy of this if possible. Is it posted anywhere I could grab it, or would you be able to send me a copy?
Yeah, I can just email it to him.
Can we put it on the
yeah,
DYM
blog? That'd be great.
Yeah.
Would you mind giving it away to everybody who reads and listens in it?
Yeah,
great.
It's really simple.
By the time the show airs, we'll have it up.
We
done.
Remember? Or
maybe
a note.
It's
remember?
All right. All right.
Oh, you'll just send me
what
a little
fun
reminder.
Little freebie.
Okay.
That's a great idea, and that is a very valuable form.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
People.
Yeah. I use it for my staff, too. It's awesome.
Butterfinger. Butterfinger. It's all. Yes. It's always on my list. How can you appreciate me? Butterfinger. Hmm. Just like I like. It's a great candy bar.
Okay. What's your favorite candy bar?
Peanut butter Snickers.
Good.
Peanut butter Snickers.
Good.
Wow.
It's yeah. it's up there.
I don't know. I like toffee, I guess.
Score.
Score. Yeah.
Oh.
Those are nice.
Yeah.
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 How about you, Fields?
Anything with caramel, Milky Way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's a Milky Way that's just a caramel Milky Way. No.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that.
No it's nougat. Nice.
No just, nougat. Just like caramel. A caramel bar.
Caramel wrapped in chocolate.
Yeah.
I like the Milky Way dark a little bit.
No, dark chocolate.
Yeah, I don't like dark chocolate, but the Milky Way dark is actually delicious. True story.
No.
Have you had it?
True story. That's
have
a
you
story.
Had it?
It's a statement. No,
it's a little bit of a story.
Not a story.
It's a little bit of a story.
It's
if
a
you
statement.
Turn it into something, once upon a time, it was a Milky Way dark.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right.
Stop.
This is from Jill McElroy.
Hi, Jill.
I'm a new youth leader in year two of working at a church in Boone, North Carolina. I have questions about volunteers. I've invited different couples who would be wonderful fit to try leading for a month at a time, which really is about 3 Sundays per month due to the church calendar. We have one couple who has been constantly interested, He had bails out last minute on Sundays and other retreats and such. Hmm. I've asked them to communicate in advance or as soon as they know, because it leaves the rest of the leadership in a bind, usually meaning it's just me plus one other couple versus 20 kids. We're not a big adult base yet. But they got offended. Should I try something else? Hmm. How do I put that fire out? It just happened, and I don't want them to quit. I understand the essence of inviting these leaders based on pointing out gifts and passions, but is making parents come on rotation for a season such a horrible idea? I have to propose an idea before Tuesday's planning meeting, and I'm praying about what to say without hurt feelings.
Oh.
Thank you. In case you can't respond, it's totally understandable. Well, we didn't make the Tuesday deadline.
But
hopefully this will help someone else.
Yeah, totally, totally.
So what were they offended about? Did I miss that?
Well, when
who was offended? The volunteers that kept
She on? Asked them to communicate.
Yes, you're not, oh, I got you.
If they weren't going to be there.
Let us know.
And they got offended.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty reasonable expectation.
Yeah.
I do.
I don't think... Is there any of us in here that thinks getting people to volunteer
on a
month at a time is a good thing?
No.
It's, no. Yeah, I think it's tough. I mean,
yeah, Jill, we would not be fans of that.
It's not the world's worst idea if you're in a pinch and this is something
and you're trying to build. Yeah. I understand that piece, but yeah.
You have no relationship, right? Ongoing. Yeah.
You just have more, you're just parading more adults in and out of the life of kids, and so then they're not going to open up to them.
Well, and it's not a priority. They're doing it for a month, and if something comes up, they're like, something came up.
It definitely is the definition of chaperone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say try to find a young college kid maybe who could offer up some more time, or somebody who is available more. Even a quarter would be better than a month. I would say a year commitment is what we
always
default
to. Or maybe not even a young college kid. Maybe a senior citizen.
It'd be terrific.
Somebody more in my age category.
Who, someone with a gray beard.
Who likes teenagers.
Yes.
Has wisdom.
Yes.
Great intelligence.
Yeah.
Stamina.
Yeah.
Big muscles.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could say that.
Well, and I think, you know, sometimes
humility.
I know.
Just other gifts.
I know with volunteers, quantity is definitely something that we think about. But I think when you're building your adult base, you want to build from a quality mindset. And
absolutely.
So starting with two and adjusting what you're doing so that you can pull off the things that you want to do with a smaller team and then grow from kind of a quality place, I think you just have better long-term results with your volunteer team. So if you have a couple right now who are super quality, let them set the bar for the other volunteers that join your team and create expectations there, and then have people, you know, communicate those expectations when they join your team. And you know, if people get offended by your expectations or what you're asking of them leadership-wise, you know, there's really nothing you can do about that, you know? But I think having clear expectations and thinking about the quality of volunteer that you want is an important place to begin building a long-term team, so.
That's good. Yeah, I think I'd rather have less.
Yeah.
For a longer season of time than have a bunch of adults coming in and
the
out.
Right two versus the wrong six or whatever. So yeah.
It's frustrating, right? Because you want a bigger team.
Yeah.
You want more adults in there. You know, the ratio, the count size, that's important to a lot of people. But yeah, sometimes you got to deal with just what you have, and that's okay.
Well, it could be a good opportunity to ask a couple of those 20 students. Maybe two of them could be student leaders, and they could raise the bar even as well. So, hey, a couple students, you guys, would you lead at the door? Would you greet people? Would you help me run the game or whatever it looks like? Like, I think you might have a little bit of internal help already sitting there waiting to be unlocked in a student leader as well.
Yeah. That's great.
It's hard. We've all felt that desperateness when we, you know we need help, or when students can't be in a small group because we don't have the right leader. I mean, I understand that bind.
And I'm a shaky volunteer when my school says we really need parents to help out in the classroom. I'm like, okay, I'm going to try. And if something comes up, something comes up. As opposed to me volunteering and committing to something rather than being told you're assigned this month to help out. If I sign up for something, I'm committed. I'm in. So there could be some thoughts there as well.
Yeah. Elliot, would you consider moving to Boone, North Carolina?
No.
No.
How about Bakersfield?
Jill.
Sorry, Jill.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not available.
Elliot, not going to get Elliot. He's a good volunteer. This is from Matthew Fry.
little flaky. But
Crossbridge Fry. Church. Not sure where.
Ohio. Oh,
Florida. No,
Rockledge.
Illinois.
Rockledge, Florida.
Where is Illinois?
I had an interesting situation where two volunteers were engaged. The engagement was broken off.
Whoa.
And now one of the individuals is married. The leader who got married's spouse is uncomfortable attending service on Sunday morning as the ex-fiancé is one of the singers in the worship band. They've decided to begin searching for another church to attend on Sunday mornings to satisfy the spouse. The leader with the spouse has served for a decent amount of time, but is under the impression that he and his spouse would not be able to be leaders on Wednesday night with our youth group while not attending our church on Sundays. I got some interesting feedback from the DYM Facebook group, but would be interested to hear your response to the weird situation. Thanks for all you do, and for the one-minute Bible reference several episodes ago, I've ordered several, and I've already given them away to students looking to get consistent in their scripture reading.
That's awesome.
I love that resource.
You're a wise person. Did you make that?
I did. I don't want to take credit, but since you mentioned it.
I don't want to take credit, but send your credit this way.
Yeah.
That's a tough spot. I mean, you have emotions and love and relationships and broken relationships. I can understand why the people would want to leave. I'm not saying it's the right response or the Christian, whatever. I just understand why they would. That doesn't surprise me or bother me. I get it. It's tough, especially when they're on stage in an elevated worship leader position. I get that. I wouldn't personally want them to serve in my youth ministry. I would want people that are all in with our local community and church and say, this is what someone looks like who's totally dedicated our church. Could they for a season? Yes. Maybe is there a transitional time? Yes. I wouldn't just be like, you don't worship here, you're done. But I also wouldn't want that to be my long-term goal for people who worship elsewhere. Let them serve there. Go all in wherever is your home church.
Yeah. Although my wife was a volunteer for your youth ministry
Didn't bat an eyelid at that. You were just irregular attenders, that's all. You were Christmas and Easter only.
Very irregular.
That isn't my ideal.
I resonate with that. I remember a few volunteers that I had that said that they absolutely can't stand the church, and if it wasn't for their kids in their small group, they'd be out of here. And I was like, well, you better go then. Because that kind of, not that that's the situation in this question, but that kind of attitude is such disunity in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think you need to be supporting your pastor and your pastors and the church and the ministries, and if you're at it, but boy, does that make an awkward situation. I don't know. It almost leads back to the last question with kids about like, oh, they broke up and now they don't want to be at the same youth group. But I mean, if there's awkwardness or tension or unhealthiness, you got to either address it or move on.
It's a great question. If we were only recording that, that'd have been great. Well, we still got the audio. Okay, good. The video
we
people.
We lost our video.
They're done.
Not a video. That's on
Sorry.
That's Don't okay. Worry. You're a lot of other great things.
You are.
Thank
you.
Welcome.
You are.
That's true.
That's a great answer, Jace. That was great.
Blame it on Elliot.
Yeah.
We're about to end anyway. Hey, send your questions to podcast@downloadyouthministry.com.
That's
podcast@downloadyouthministry.com. Grateful to Orange, our sponsors.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk them into doing a live.
That is funny. Jason, that was hilarious.
Jason,
you can't see it because just, the video's out.
Jason just took his shirt off.
Oh, put it back on. Just threw up in my mouth. It's audio only now. Anything can happen.
He's banging
Anything
his head against happen. The wall.
All right. For those of you that are rewinders, that you're totally into, you're members of DYM, you're like, I count on DYM as a significant part of my ministry. Just be watching for the DYM 100.
Coming very soon.
Coming soon.
Or listening.
Oh, yeah there's no watching.
You couldn't be watching right now.
Yeah, your eyes. Yeah. You'd poke out your own eyes if you saw Jason right now.
Yeah. Stop it.
Well, so thanks, Josh.
Elliot, what are we going to do with that? We'll just keep the sound up and then like keep listening because there's some really
good... I'll put some sort of like DYM ad or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Just a picture of the card.
Difficulties, please stand by. Something like that.
Yeah. Keep listening.
I used to put those up, but then I started putting like the Cinder emails to podcasts. So that's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. He's no dummy.
Yes.
Elliot is no dummy.
He's innovative and effective.
That's right. People look at him and go, he's a model. He works at Hollister, but he might not be that smart. And that's not true.
What's your favorite Yankee Candle scent, for real?
Mango peach salsa.
Mango peach salsa very is specific. A candle.
Wow, that feels like destined for the clearance rack right there.
Yeah.
Salsa.
Who wants
your
house
salsa? Who wants your house salsa?
TJ Maxx. It's on the TJ Maxx clearance rack.
I want to smell
that's
it.
Why we're a diverse group. Maybe we should get everybody has different
sponsor.
Mine would be butterscotch.
Ooh, that's nice.
I love butter.
Or Milky Way caramel.
Dark chocolate milk.
What about like Hawaiian beach landscape or something? Yeah. Or
you know what I like?
Let's let
clean linen. Clean linen. Oh. Beautiful smell. Just crisp, clean.
New car.
Plumeria.
New car. I love new car.
New car candle. That would be a good one.
So good.
Maybe we should open a division.
A candle division.
Well, I mean, now that you're not working full time in the church.
Let's do it. You got candled.com.
Candle smells like Josh.
Wait. We could have our own personal
chicken
scent.
Chicken fingers would be a chicken delicious fingers,
buffalo,
candle.
Buffalo wings.
Allison just gave
Christmas
us.
Christmas cookie.
She just gave us the.
Yeah.
Well, you can't see it though because the video's not.
Yeah. Well, the closed captioning on YouTube will tell you what she said.
And we're out.
Bye, everyone.
This Download Youth Ministry podcast is brought to you by Generate Camp by YM360. Join us this summer as together we explore how the gospel transforms, revolutionizes, and fundamentally changes everything. Check out our week in Durango, Colorado, July 31st through August 4th with DYM's very own Josh Griffin by heading over to generatestudents.com today.
This DYM podcast was brought to you by the Orange Conference, reminding you that what you and your team do every week matters. To grow and connect as a team, join us at this year's Orange Conference. Register or learn more at theorangeconference.com.